In the history of television, it's never been so funny, so dramatic, so totally
mind-blowing.
Wow, 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 wow.
Sunday, television's greatest night is the biggest live event of the year.
One, two, three.
Watch the best of the best face off.
And the Emmy goes to...
Jimmy Kimmel hosts the Emmys.
If you don't watch, we're not friends anymore.
Live Sunday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on ABC.
We're talking E's, WAGs, episodes New Blood and Pegging Party. Say what? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. What? Now move like Britney. Ready? What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy, DJ Jesse J, here in studio for the WAGs AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my womanizing women, Miss Trinae Todd.
Oh my gosh, guys, when I was doing this, I was like pretending it was like some man's butt. So, viewers out there, hey.
I totally peg Trinae as a pegger.
No, but you know what? What's up? It's your girl Trinae. We out here.
Miss Shy Jocel.
Hey, everybody.
Shy, you pegged a man or two?
Never. Never have I ever disrespected you, Greg.
Honey, I'll be out here.
No, I'm not. I'm not
getting no
y'all
peg.
Y'all ready for this?
I'm not Peggy with the good hair, okay?
You better call Peggy with the good
hair. I mean, if we're going to talk, you know, Tia is an exception.
Peggy with the Brazilian hair. Oh my God, I missed y'all from last week.
I know, it was like...
I didn't miss doing the actual show, I just missed y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I've come to the point where I can realize, I think I'm going to have to take WAGs to the back of the yard.
And
put a bullet in her.
And peg it.
Listen, I've been counting down. Listen, as much as I love the ladies when they come in studio, we got 2 more weeks of WAGs. And I won't be here. I'm sorry, guys. I will not be here for WAGs Miami for the after show.
Yeah, I'm sure not either. Okay. I saw you sign
You'll
up.
Probably be here, Trinae.
I'm not signing up. What are you
probably in the driver's seat.
Yeah, because surely Jesse Jenny.
You know what we can do? We can start our own and we can be like at a bar drinking martinis. Doing.
What are you talking about? Like, where did that? What did you drink before you came here, girl?
I was about to say, girl, what did you have? A few swigs. What's in this? What's in the brown juice in your cup?
Because that looked a little dark.
Is this really Coke?
Being a little creative. Like, we could, you know, start our own. We can go to Miami, fly there.
What are we going
to
be?
And then, like, just be at the popular bars.
AfterBuzz Miami.
Wives of ABTV.
Lord have mercy. Jesus.
I mean, shit, they giving everyone a show out here, so. All right, let's talk about it, though. So, New Blood from last week. Great episode, I thought. Olivia gonna find a condom in her trash can. Girl, it's probably yours or Mercedes. Or maybe Mercedes had someone over.
So, the viewers don't know this. Can we get the live feed, by the way?
Before Chardon trip out.
Is that not like a thing this week? Because we didn't have it for BB Dubs. But anyway, I just need to know if AfterBuzz did something that I didn't get the memo on. Like,
you don't read the emails?
I do read. I skim. They're so wordy. But anyway.
So we know not to send
anyway.
Okay, you got to text Shy.
I'm not inviting you three, right?
No, I read my emails. All 8 inboxes that I have. But anywho, now see, I missed last week's episode. So was the condom used?
It looked,
or was it just open?
Okay, well, it looked open. It really didn't look too used. I mean, I don't know. Because it wasn't like...
It didn't look used. Oh my gosh.
She put it to her face.
Embarrassing story, George.
Jesus Lord.
I'm going to clear out some laundry. So I remember I was in college, right? And I had a roommate. And me and my person I was talking to just got done doing the do. And I thought we put the condom away. Tell me why the condom was in the middle of the floor near the door. And the roommate was like,
That's so
I would have been repulsed.
I'm like a really clean sex person. Like, I get freaked out when, like, bodily fluids go
me
places.
Me too.
Like,
I'm not going to tell you what I called the comforter. I had an extra comforter.
A cum comforter?
the comforter.
And you gave it
when
it
somebody pissed you off, you threw it.
When your one friend stay over too many times, you like,
you can use what it
is crust, girl. No, but I'm like that too, Jesse. I do not play on my sheets. No. So I
on
always
sheets,
and I get that things
body,
can like, seep through and things like that, which this conversation is going in a whole other direction. But it just was an extra security for me to, okay, bae is on the way, reach up in the top, whoop, whoop, right over my bed, take the pillows off, and you know. But that was before I became a nun.
Girl.
But
okay, to you.
So this condom was
Sister
found
Mira
in the
Clinton.
Trash.
She out here sniffing it like,
Jesus.
Girl, that's
Lord
how I know
mercy.
You guys either put this in there. Like, that's the thing that I'm just starting to like,
that is
irritate me with the girls is that I feel like they're just creating stuff just like, oh, we know we're filming on this day. Let's just think of stuff that we could like throw
and
together.
The showrunner is probably not doing a good job. It takes a very, what I'm learning with, because I've been working in reality TV a lot this year, and what I'm learning is to get a good reality show, you have to have an excellent showrunner, and there is a difference between scripted television and reality TV. There's literally an art to putting together storylines for reality TV to make sure that they don't come across or appear as contrived.
Well, girl, they need someone for Love and Hip Hop.
When they come across, well, Love and Hip Hop, I think we can, that's just a soap opera. That's not, it's like a telenovela.
So it would have been more realistic had they spit in the side of the condom.
Put some Jergens in it.
You gotta, I was about to say, you gotta go the extra mile. Have her not.
Go the extra mile. Like, hey, girl, you know what
I mean? Plenty of those production guys were pretty willing and able, but okay. I'm just saying, people who thread together the storylines, and I'm sure that, I mean, if we're being perfectly honest, and this is no offense to any of the girls that might be watching this show, this is, they're pretty boring. So we have no antagonist. There is no Jackie Christie type thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no NeNe Leakes to the Wags cast, and it needs a Tiffany New York Pollard. It needs that
it's
driving
like
force.
The, I keep wanting to call them twins. This, the Olivia and Natalie could have been there.
They could have
but
been
they
the Regina
to
and Gretchen.
Be, they want to be yeah. too likable. Mm-hmm. And what bothers me is like whoever sent it to me, these girls haven't posted on that Jerome blog in since like the beginning.
We talked about that. Yeah. I think Trinae is the one that told us about that.
Well,
right?
No, I was talking about their YouTube channel. Like,
but even on their blog,
but we
I
went
think
to their
we
blog.
Looked at
yeah,
it.
We would. Okay, then we went to it. It was like, I mean, at least keep up appearances. At least Love and Hip Hop cast even does a good job of keeping up appearances.
Mm. I ain't checking on
Sipsty,
no blog.
No.
Sipsty. What did you guys think? We kind of talked about this last time because we saw it coming, but Olivia gets asked to do a Beverly Hills lifestyle shoot. She goes and does it and invites Nicole.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, that was kind of putting Nicole in the middle of it since, like,
which
all
Nicole loves
friends.
Being in the middle of it.
Yeah.
She's like, you don't think this is shady? Like, when she finds out, that's going to be crazy tea.
Like,
I can't believe
her?
You're doing that to her.
Yeah, no, and I thought, I thought it was messed up that Olivia didn't tell Natalie.
I did, too. I didn't think it was messed up for her to do it, but I thought it was messed up. You talk to this girl every day. You talk to her every day. So you are clearly leaving out, and you invited another friend to come see it. Versus being like, you know, Nat, do you want to come and be there, you know what I mean, to show, to help me represent our, I don't know, I just thought it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Natalie was valid in having her conversation with her cousin and saying to her, look, I feel like we said we were going to do a joint venture. It's like, if you're going to do your own, although she going to come out and say, well, I feel like I've turned things down. Maybe you have.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you have.
I bet, like, you learned your lesson now.
Honestly, like, if we were to do our show here, right? Mm-hmm. And we were to promote it elsewhere, would, I mean, I wouldn't be upset if you guys were out promoting our show on your own.
Yeah.
Right. That's stupid.
It doesn't make any sense. Stupid. And the crazy part was she thought that she was going to get away with it, but then ended up popping up on the news feed on Instagram.
That's why it's just like, how do you ever think it was going to... First of all, your friend is messy. So we've seen her run back and tell tea to other people. Two, you're on a reality TV show. Three, you're a social media star.
Hmm.
And it's a hot picture of you. Like, clearly the photographer's going to tag it everywhere.
Of course.
I just didn't understand the thought
process.
What
did you think of the opening scene where they were getting the interview?
The iHeartRadio?
Mm-hmm. You know, I used to intern for those two people.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Shout out Ashley and Tim.
I like the girl. The girl was funny. She was interesting. I thought it was just, I don't know, I just thought it was weird. Them wanting to be these, I don't know, it's hard for me. Because I want to like them, but it's just like the things that they're doing, it's just like...
The interview was like too uppity. Like, y'all ain't even got enough substance to want like an Oprah interview type
thing. Well, it's
thing.
Like the interviewers were great. It was them. They're sitting here talking about like, so what do you guys do? Like, you know, I'm just always busy with like work stuff and like, you know...
Oh, they weren't always being like specific. Like, I run a blog.
No,
and
she said, you know, I mean, like, I just am so busy. Like, you can never blog enough. There's always like an so many outfits.
Those are
the
worst type of interview subjects.
What? Like, you didn't know how to, what are you? Who are you? What do you do?
I get to feeling like Jane Fonda's character in Monster in Law when I have interview subjects like that. Now, think back. If you all have never seen Monster in Law, Jane Fonda, I forgot her character's name, but she was like a Barbara mm-hmm. Walters type character, and she gets fired because she interviews this Britney Spears type yep. character. And she asked her, she said, she went on some tangent, and she was like, you've never heard of Brown versus, you know, or Plessy versus Ferguson or something like that? And the Britney Spears character responds and says, I'm not really a fan of boxing. And then Jane Fonda, like, loses her mind. If you know what I'm talking about, then you can share in the laugh. I love that movie. But that's how I get agitated when I get people, when I interview people who are incapable of conversation and like them. Okay. Like I said, I didn't see the episode, but what you all are describing is literally making my skin crawl.
But the thing is like... I wouldn't even be mad at that situation where the Jane Fonda character was asking her something that she clearly knew she wouldn't know something about. But this is... The interviewer is asking you about yourself.
Yeah. That's pretty damn bad. Do they not have media training?
Probably not. But you PR? Know what? These girls could write a book. I mean, they have like a book from their perspective dating.
I mean, hey,
athlete.
Natalie Nunn did it.
Yeah, they could like, you know, use your huge
first
following
of all,
for something to where maybe you could like write like a little advice book or like a book on blogging. Like
they could write
a makeup book.
I was just about to say that. Something. I don't know if people want to take relationship advice yeah. from Natalie and Sean and Olivia and whoever is the date of the week. But what
Beard
they can
the
write
week.
About is what's your favorite wispy eyelash? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite matte foundation, but advice? Are you kidding me, Trinae?
Yeah.
Like who's reading that? Who's
their fans.
Getting led down that path of destruction?
They got 3 million followers.
If
the title is
going to
be Hook, Line, Sink, that's the name of it.
I would read a Kardashian book on advice and dating before I even looked at Olivia and Natalie book.
I would never.
I would.
Because I'm just sitting here like, well, who from the Kardashian clan other than, well, not even Kourtney.
I'm not reading Kourtney's chapter.
Girl, what Kim's chapter is like, how to climb the ladder?
You could get more from that than you can from Olivia and Natalie's
book. And I
surely
ain't going to read Kris Jenner's.
Oh, I am. She's all Botox and business.
Well, no,
I
don't want to read her relationship. I don't want to know what a relationship with Kris Jenner would be like. That would be awkward.
I love Kris. She's my favorite one.
I want her to be my mother.
I know. I don't know.
Actually, I would never say that against my
mother.
She
can be my manager.
She can be my auntie.
Now, Connie going to be pissed when she
right.
see this.
Connie is not watching
Mama
this
Mama
Connie?
Show.
Constance is not watching this after
I'm
show.
I'm going to send it to
okay.
Mama Connie.
Oh, that's a pretty name.
Where were we talking about Connie the other
we
day?
We were talking right, about
that'd
Connie.
Be another day.
Because some guy called Kourtney. Oh, my God. You guys, we talk about it on Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah, we're going to have you. Yeah,
Stefan had us over for a pool party.
That Trinae was supposed to come to, but she was busy
but she was
running
errands
running.
And getting her car washed.
Mind you, I found
so
a condom
much.
In her car.
Shut up. Don't listen to him, y'all.
I'm just kidding.
You know.
Because you know her boo over there watching
girl,
over across
okay.
the
your girl was busy. Your girl Trinae was busy. So I'll be at the next one, right?
You missed it.
Right?
Stefan barbecue
Stefan ain't watching. He's winking over here at Stefan. All right, so we meet some new girls, which, okay, I'm into the breathing in some fresh air. Michelle Quick.
And
Quick. And her husband, Brian Quick. It was real quick when it came out.
I was going to say, who is Michelle? I don't remember that bitch on the cast named Michelle who quit.
Well, she pregnant, honey, and she should have quit because they going to do lunch with the girls.
The Ramettes.
It totally brought me to the game.
With the sunbeams. But you see, you need even a Tasha Mack character would make this show more interesting.
Ooh.
They had a little tour in El Dorado Hills. So, mm-hmm. you know, we got to see that little limelight, spotlight of what it's like for you and your athlete to pick a home together.
What was that like? What did you think? What did you take from that?
You know, I honestly was like, I mean, this is a filler scene. I mean,
why are we here?
Right. Like the, and the husband in the scene, he was just sitting there and he, as they were talking, he's just like looking like he doesn't know what to say. Like, you know,
because it's the whole thing is like, basically like, if we're married and we're looking for houses, why the hell is this bitch showing up? Autumn's like, hey girl, I totally want to invite you out to eat with the girls. Everyone's messy, but I think it'll just be great for us all to get along. Like, it'll just be so great for you to meet all the messy bitches. Come do lunch. So they go and do lunch with the girls, and it just becomes this conversation of thought talk.
Yeah.
What is a thought? What's a thought? A thought pocket? A what? A what is that?
I can't even have girlfriends who's single.
This was crazy to me. These married women are like, I can't be friends with women who are single. I can't be friends with girls who don't have a man. Like, that's an insecurity on you.
Hell
two,
yeah.
You're only, just say you don't, aren't friends with whores or like thoughts. Like,
which
you can
be subjective.
Yeah, you can be friends with a single person.
The majority of them thought it their way up.
And then they
don't
started
you forget
to
it.
Girl,
you said
and
don't it.
Thank
you forget
you.
It.
Like, you all of a sudden, you in this different platform because you done hooked a ring on, around
forget
your
where
friend.
You came
and freaking
from.
Michelle. Mm. Freaking interviewing Sophia.
So, what do you like to do on your time off?
But I feel
what
like that
question
was,
is that?
I think it was one of those things like she's sitting next to Sophia and she's like, oh, you're a dumb little cheerleader girl. And she's like, so what do you do during the day?
And what was Sophia's answer?
Probably the same answer. I mean, she really didn't have much to say. She flipped it on her. She was like, what do you do during the day? And
yeah.
She's like, I'm a mother,
yeah, she's
with,
always
I'm
so
a mother with children. She's like, I take care of
that's
my
children.
That's
one of Sophia's tactics that I've learned with watching the show. You see, my tone towards her has turned from the premiere of season two to now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unimpressed.
I am, a little bit, yeah. I am. She's good for, like,
I thought
I would
she
still
was
keep
going
her
to
for
be
season
the,
three.
The Jackie
the
Christie.
The other one's gotta go, though.
Yeah.
But
all
I would keep
them,
her for
I
season
forgot
three.
Autumn was even on the cast.
Girl, me too, till she popped up in this house. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Tia comes out, she tells us that she's practicing abstinence.
Which was very interesting. She's like, so, you know, we've only kissed on the cheek. That
she out here talking about
who
she,
are you, Sierra and Russell Simmons?
Yeah,
or maybe she's just not trying to talk about
I mean,
what they do on
wait,
national
what's
TV.
What's Sierra? Russell Wilson. I said Russell mm-hmm. Simmons. I meant Russell.
Which
y'all know what
the,
I meant.
The last episode.
Sierra looked like Russell Simmons type, though.
Yeah, he has a type. Remember Katie Rost?
Mm-hmm.
No, but can we talk about the wives and their cutaway shot? That was so extra.
I just thought this whole scene was extra. These women were extra. It was just so... There's a couple of them I would keep. There was this one girl, the poor girl. She was just sitting there. You could tell she was so uncomfortable. She had her arms sitting like this the whole time, and she just sat in this one position until she moved, and she literally kept her entire position, like, with her hand in front of her. I'm like, oh, girl, you felt chubby that day. Because I
me.
Know... I do that. I put my hand in front of
I do that
you know
all the time, especially
mm-hmm.
in tight dresses.
That's an insecurity thing.
Fupa.
Yep, I recognize in that you girl, but you shouldn't have did that day. But so Michelle, I don't know how I'm feeling about Michelle. I feel like Michelle's a little bit of a Sasha. She's pregnant, so it's kind of like, okay, you can't be the messy pregnant girl just coming into the show and just start tossing things around.
I know that's like if you invited someone new into your crew. And the person's just like, so, who are you dating? Like, why are you in all the business?
But
like
I feel like she. I feel like she was prepped to know that about Sophia.
Of course.
Like, Sophia's the new girl. Like, she just is in everyone's business. It's ridiculous. Like, I just can't. So then they go to this black party in which Mercedes shows up at the party without Miss Olivia knowing that he's even in the same state.
This is the clip that I saw. I thought he showed up with two girls or something.
No, he showed up with his... friend.
Yeah, like, oh, sorry, I wasn't supposed to be out here this long. I was just meeting up with my stylist.
And the
at
stylist
your apartment
was a woman.
With the condom. Oh, I'm just kidding. That wasn't part of the episode. That was in my head. I'm coming for you, Mercedes. What do you guys think about this? Like, was Mercedes wrong? Olivia?
Play her like
bugging?
That.
Are they really dating?
No.
Is there a certain situation where it's like, girl, like, why would I call you? I don't have to call you.
Mercedes
you know
and Olivia are two of the best actors that I've seen
Mercedes wasn't, because Mercedes was the most quiet. She was like, why would you do that to me? Like, that's so rude. Like, I can't even believe that. And he's just sitting there like, yeah, like,
because he don't give a damn.
Laughing. He's like, why are you laughing? It's not funny.
I'm pretty sure to him it is, because she's just another little...
Little flavor of the week. Just like Sasha.
Flavor. And speaking of flavors of the week, in the history of television, it's never been so funny, so dramatic, or so good. Think about the shows that are on this season. There's House of Cards, there's Modern Family, Downton Abbey, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, really, TV is really in its golden age right now. And don't forget The Americans and Transparent and Master of None. And on Sunday, September 18th, that's this upcoming Sunday, okay, television's greatest night, is the biggest live event of the year. You can watch the show that celebrates great television, the Emmys. There's no better night to watch the best of the best face off and see if your favorite shows win. Plus, you can see what everyone's wearing on the red carpet, who looks hot in real life as they do on their shows. You know, because some people be looking different. You know what I'm saying? So be there when one of the funniest men and one of my faves, one of my personal faves, Jesse loves this guy too, Jimmy Kimmel, hosts the Emmys live Sunday, September 18th at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific only on ABC. And I also want to take this time to shout out to Transparent Season 3. It premieres this month. If you tune into Transparent Season 3 on Amazon Prime, you may see a familiar face. Also, I want to shout out Her Story Show. It is by two women that I absolutely love and adore. Jen Richards, who, if you watched I Am Kate, you're familiar with, and Angelica Ross. And Her Story is available on YouTube for free. And what you'd want to type in the search bar is Her Story, like history, but Her Story space show. It's 6 episodes, and every episode ranges between 7 to maybe 15 minutes. So it's quick, but it's jammed-packed. Good storyline, good writing, great acting. So, shout out to y'all. Shout out to the Emmys. Sunday, be there or be square. And that's all I gotta say.
I'm dying laughing because as I'm listening to, great job, by the way, Shana.
You did.
Thank you.
I felt like I was like...
I'm dying at Trinae because, and it's all on my Snapchat, because this bitch over here thinking she fucking, what's her name from Wheel of Fortune, like...
Vanna White.
What's that suitcase show, Tim?
Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal. This bitch looking like she gonna poke next to Claudia Jordan, like...
Oh, Claude.
I just,
what
you know.
What are you doing with your shoulders?
She got
literally
excited.
Literally, the whole time, she was like, da-da-da-da-da.
You know, Shar's voice is just so intriguing.
Oh, thank
that
you.
I just got into character.
Thank
I didn't know
you.
What to do with myself. I felt so confident.
I love speaking of self-confident. That is one thing Tia surely is. She's
yes.
confident enough to say, look, I ain't gonna let these mans enter me. Without me entering them.
Last night's... baby, when I tell you... Last night's episode was one for the books.
Girl, a book that needs to stay closed
now,
in the back of your closet, sock drawer.
I was surprised that Tia put this out for the masses for us to consume. However, it helped to make the show interesting because if Tia would have never talked about pegging in this episode, which is like a new street term because I've never heard it coined as pegging... I just heard, you know, you top the kids. But if she wouldn't have done this, then it would have been quite boring to me because it was mostly fillers with Barbie and her acting on, you know, One Life to Live.
Days of Our Lives.
Whatever.
These are the days of our lives. But you know what? I think that this whole pegging trend started when 50 Shades of Grey came out.
No. Pegging been around, honey.
I mean, it's been around for sure. People are doing this, you know, let's say a fetish thing that they may have.
And, it's just being talked about now.
Yeah,
about more.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey kind of like opened it.
It's just so amazing.
You free your inhibitions, darling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People, like the dark closet in people's minds is just so interesting.
Anyway,
like when you're at a party and this guy just kept walking around talking about, I love to eat ass. And then
Jesse's referencing something that happened.
Then you have to question, like, there's all this pussy around here, and not once have you said that you love to eat pussy.
Or there's someone who's loud and wrong. Hmm. Oh my God, someone's about to drive me crazy. But anyway, to the pegging, Sasha was absolutely repulsed by this. She said it ain't going down in her bedroom. She was repulsed. And Autumn was kind of like how I took the attitude. I'm not judging you, Tia. Let your freak flag fly. It's just something that I cannot imagine. Like, when you say something like pegging, people, I'd imagine, get visuals.
Yeah.
I don't want to imagine Tia with a strap on.
I totally see it, like, with some just, like, old white man, like, yep, gray hair. Getting her just coin. Like, oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Like,
getting after, her coin.
Right after the Emmys, Tia's just, like, in a fine-ass dress, like, yeah!
Ride the pony!
It looks like America's Next Top Model, like a photo shoot, like...
she could probably do it, too.
You know what? This is because she's dated an array of men.
I bet.
You know, people that are closed-minded.
It's like, safe sex.
You know? She probably dated some very interesting men that have allowed
especially
her...
Especially being in the fashion industry.
Yeah, that have allowed her to explore that side.
No, but I felt like she was kind of... implying that it was requested, not that she was like, I wonder what it'd be like to put on a strap and enter him. Like, I felt like it was like one of the, and that's a way that, you know, a lot of people said. Now, see, for me, I don't ever see myself doing this, but if I were to, there would have to be a ring on my finger. I feel like that's something that I would do for my husband
okay,
to keep it all in house.
This,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like, first of all, there would never be no ring on my finger. Like, if I was a female and my man was like, all of a sudden we married, he like, yo, we put a dildo on my, I'd be like, what?
No,
that's something like you need to explore that. Let me tell you guys this.
I would consider it. So keep it in house. Why go out and sleep with some random person at a gay bar?
Girl, I was talking to this guy and he was sitting here. He said to me, well, my thing is I want to experience wearing a wolf costume during sex. Like, I'm not, no judgment.
I knew someone like that.
No judgment. Here's the thing. You can wear the wolf costume. Not with me. I'm not judging you. Like, that's your thing. It's for me personally. Like, if I ever walked into a house and you was laid up in a bed with a wolf costume
I'm
on.
I'm turning right the fuck
back
around.
No, I would be laughing embarrassing. I wouldn't be
I would think that this was like some American Horror Story shit.
Like Little Red Riding Hood, like, yeah. Grandma.
I had a coworker.
A few drinks and a few ecstasy pills.
I'm not having sex with no damn wolf.
Girl, this ain't no damn hangover.
I had a coworker when, I had a coworker 2 years ago when I worked at Macy's who one time was distraught because her boyfriend was looking at porn of people who dress up in mascot costumes. Yeah, but see, for me, that's when you get rid of them. I say all that to say when a ring is involved, sometimes when a ring is involved, compromise is involved.
Not that kind of
when to me, it absolutely
compromising in the sense of like when a ring is involved, you can tell me that years ago you did something like that, and I'll be like, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you would divorce your husband?
I would need to these are things that like you need
but
to
I'm
know
saying,
the person
in theory,
you put a ring on.
In theory. If it came out, or if he wanted to try something, if he wanted to spice up the bedroom, and he was like, Jesse, I'm thinking about putting on a wolf costume, you would file papers for divorce for that.
I wouldn't file papers for divorce, but I'd be like, look, here's the thing. October 31st, you can go running around in your wolf
but
costume.
But I want to be with you.
That's fine, but we're not having sex in a wolf costume. Like,
and that is your right to draw that line, but what I'm saying is sometimes I could see how pegging could come to play in the bedroom when a ring, specifically when a ring is involved.
So you out here thinking it's okay, like, not that it's not okay, but like, it's just like, I don't know, that's so interesting to me, like the mentality. There would have to be like a straight, serious, deep conversation as to why.
Of course.
Years after this, do you want...
Because people's interests change.
Yeah,
you spice up the bedroom.
Right.
Like, I know
how
a lot
many
of
times
straight
are we,
boys
can we do missionary?
Right
exactly.
Now.
How yeah. many times can I... And I... Once upon a time, there was a girl named Char, and I was actually, but now I'm a nun. With a celebrity, and he said that he wants to try something new because he has access to any vagina that he wants.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's
so what did you do?
What
Char?
I'm saying, I didn't do anything, but what I'm saying is sometimes people grow bored. How many
Char,
times
like,
are we going to do?
Shit out of
no, I've never done that. But what I'm saying is sometimes people grow bored in the bedroom. It happens. We're human.
I mean,
people are constantly changing.
There's people that play with butt beads.
You having too much sex. Like, you need other hobbies. You know? Like, if you out here and, like, elevating to that caliber, like, it's just, we've become this nation that's become so over-sexualized that it's like, now it's like, we're so bored with it because it's everywhere and we're overstimulized with everything that is in this country. And instead
I don't think this is a modern thing. So it's like I said, how many times in your life?
I don't believe it's a modern thing at all.
I was just getting more talked about. Like you said, it may be the 50 Shades of Grey wave, but it's like, how many times are we going to do missionary, doggy, reverse cowgirl? Sometimes people want to just try new things. And I disagree with Tia because I would not compromise. I don't believe where I stand sexually in the bedroom for a boyfriend. Yeah. That's the only point I'm trying to make. You have to be my husband for me to even consider the idea of sexual compromise.
So how do you feel about the rules on how to go from girlfriend to wifey? Lady in the streets, freak in the sheets.
That's a load of crap. And I quoted her. Tia said something like, oh, I know the ride is good. He's a football player. And Autumn rebutted that. Like, that don't mean nothing. Yeah. And it does not.
Because these pumped up boys be walking around butt ass naked like they got some anaconda. And you just sitting here like, put your earthworm gym ass away between them thick ass thighs and sit on my face.
And erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
That happens a lot of times.
She said, know how to cook.
Know how to throw down.
I feel like cooking is important.
Yeah. Both sides, though. Guys and girls.
Oh, yeah. I don't subscribe to gender roles in that way. You got to cook sometimes, too. I'm very territorial with my kitchen. I know that's traditional, but get your ass out my kitchen. There's a method to this spice rack, honey. You don't clean good. You don't, get your ass out of my kitchen. How about I cook and you do the dishes?
When he cooks for you. When you're he cooks all for like, you. You know.
Trinae be like, hey.
I don't trust a lot of men cooking.
You have to be selfless.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, dating an athlete is like one of the hardest things ever. You know, you have to be willing to celebrate them every time they make a goal, every time they make a shot. It's never going to be like where you're like...
Are they celebratory for your wins?
Yeah, if they're supportive, then they are. But
a lot of men are tone deaf, so I highly doubt that.
But
they expect your ass to be there, but that don't mean that they going to be there for your ass.
When dating an athlete, you have to be like almost like their cheerleader, even if you don't want to be. And that's what she means...
That's why I love Sasha when she's like, I don't watch sports. I just go, yay, 85.
Now, did I miss a lot last episode? Because I noticed that this episode, Natalie ended up throwing Sean a surprise part. When did they hook back up?
Two episodes kind of ago.
They hooked up a little bit after.
The Vegas birthday thing was the kind of first starting.
Okay. I'm like, she throwing this?
But no, it hasn't been like a big.
Full... Oh, okay. I'm like, did I miss?
Get in trouble, swallow? Trinae, do you have any thing to add on to the end of that one?
No.
All right.
Period.
Barbie going to get for a callback for Days of Our Lives. What did you guys think of her little
snooze?
Snooze.
She got it. Happy for you, Barb, but because I know that she follows me and probably still watches this after show, I really do like her. I'm happy for her, but that entire scene, it had me questioning. Remember what I said to you when it was just you and me in here, and I said, oh, I might consider watching a spinoff of Barbie and Sheldon, but if it's going to be anything like that, I'll happily pass. I hated those scenes. Like, I'm happy for her, but I hated those scenes, that entire process. It was so fucking boring.
What did you guys think of Natalie and Olivia's photo shoot?
Oh, they're typical North Hollywood back alley with their Canon camera.
You know, they working. They got that the rebel. Camera.
Another pointless scene.
You gotta show that they out here His making moves. Oh, love languages. Now, she mentioned that
What's
Sean...
love languages?
Okay, so there's about five love languages. It's acts of service, physical touch. There's also one that is basically quality time.
Okay, cute.
That's the third one. And the second ones, look them up and let me know. Take the test, viewers, because this is important when getting in a relationship. If you don't know your own love language, if you don't know their love language, then you might be speaking the wrong language in this love that you call real.
I'm going to find that website.
Mine's, I'm not going to tell you what it is. If you want to know what it is, tweet me. But I ain't going to tell you.
Why?
Because I want to like, share converse our... and I want to share these things. I want them to share with me with their love languages.
So tweet at your girl, Trinity.
Yeah.
And then
because it's me. So interesting to know that his is acts of service because she doesn't seem like the type that would be willing to be selfless and give herself like that.
At all.
So.
We'll see where that leads them.
Right.
Fashion ambassador for Thailand.
I'm excited. I like Thailand. You guys know that I'm dying to go there for a multitude of reasons, but I had to slide that in there. But I love that this opportunity came to them, and I find it so interesting that Larry pulled the girls aside in the party, and like Trinae predicted, because you said this, and I was like, girl, bye. You're like, they're probably engaged now. Do you talk to Nicole or something? Like, how do you know that? Or do you talk to Larry?
Because, you know, I put two and two together, and the trips.
I don't mean nothing.
The way that she was acting in the game for 4 years. She was in the studio.
That is true. That she almost told on herself. She almost told on herself.
And then Sophia's like, he's going to ask. Like, they gave it away.
Yeah, they told on themselves. But that was a cute little scene, and I'm waiting to see how that's going to go down. And Sasha renamed Tia Peggy, which was the funniest moment.
And
the
she
single
got
hand.
So offended. When...
Well, girl, you're out there blasting it to the world. What do you expect?
You got dildos and cock rings. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. When they went to the sex class and she was explaining the cock. I'm like.
But you know,
you ever had an experience with a dildo?
No.
I have.
Really? What is that like?
I've never played with one like that. I had one in college from a bachelorette party. I just used to like look at it.
Because I always like, I don't know why I had to explain to my mom the difference between a dildo and a vibrator.
Yeah.
And
I had a vibrator.
Yeah, like the whole reason came because my homegirl, she had a vibrator, and she was like telling me, she was like, I think it's really weird to get a dildo because. It's like the feeling of it is like like it feels
plastic.
Fake. Whereas like the
they're
vibrator
making them
is
really real now. I've seen some dildos that look really real.
You know what was really weird was that they censored out these things, but they didn't censor out those veiny penises we saw
in black
a few episodes
dicks.
Ago.
Oh yeah, yeah, whatever. You know what it might be because you know I'm the blur girl at my job. It might be the actual act of it. So it might have been okay to just show it just standing, but when you're showing, you wrap your hand, your two fingers around the balls and like that is obscene.
And she's like, you can nickname his balls.
Oh yeah, because Sophia doesn't like the name balls. Like,
stop it,
up.
Sophia.
Call them by their scientific testicles if you don't like the name balls.
What did you guys take about
Cut
Sean's 35th birthday?
It's cool. Russell Simmons, he was there.
It's cool.
It's so fantastic. You know what I did think, though? And I just looked at this tweet. I forgot I tweeted it. Barbie was treading in dangerous territory when she suggested, let's play fuck, marry, or kill with our men as options.
Yeah, what?
That could have... I thought that was going to spin out of... Now, granted, it was turned into like this hee-hee-ha-ha joke type thing, but I thought that was going to go off rail fast. Because that's dangerous territory. That's swimming in shark-infested waters.
It is.
Girl, no, not on this show. That's called storyline because we need something.
I want to see the cast of real. I said, you know what? Last night I said I'm really burnt out on reality TV, being that I butter my bread financially through reality TV and doing this. So I think I'm going to try to go more into scripted with AfterBuzz. And I said I could literally live off of Housewives of Atlanta and the Kardashians and cut everything out. I could literally, I'm burnt out on reality TV.
Girl, Love and Hip Hop killing me right now at this point.
Yeah.
And this show is too. But that's all we have for y'all today. Let's head into what?
Predictions. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
This Thailand trip, what we think is going to go down.
She's like, where is he? Where's Larry? Where is he? She's like, freaking out.
Girl, he's there.
There's going to be more photo shoots. There's going to be the girls looking beat as hell and drinking liquor and talking shade about each other.
Do you all think that the Miami cast looks more promising?
I mean, the first four episodes will be cute, and then I'll be like, okay, same stuff.
I'm so proud of Natalie and Olivia, though, for getting this Thailand gig. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Girl production.
You guys are inspiring others out there to
Boom.
Keep hustling.
Why are you giving them so much credit?
Trinae trying to get.
Well, I was watching this. I couldn't
Trinae
help
talking about them writing advice books and stuff. Now you all are inspiring others. Like,
I couldn't help. Are they smiling you a when check? I watch this? Like, it was girl power. Come on, Char.
I'm good.
I can't. All right, we love you guys. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
And you know what? I just love you guys so much. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trini.
You can find me everywhere at Char Says So. Tweet me and let me know what you thought of this episode.
Boom. Till next week. Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.